Static bomb. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Shows. Bob, how you doing?
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Miles. Speak a little louder, Miles.
Well, I'm almost done.
We can't hear you.
I'm almost done.
You're almost. Miles is in the bathroom. He wanted me to go ahead and start anyway for some reason because he's got some kind of warped thing going on.
There's dog poop in here.
What?
Jesus.
Are you sure it's dog?
Oh my God.
Are you sure it's dog?
Alright, I'm back. Let's start the show now. Hey, everyone, this is Miles.
Okay. Did you wash your hands? Because I didn't hear anything.
I did. No, I just did, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm just buttoning my pants now.
I don't want to have your cock hands all over the laptop.
While talking to you with cock hands.
I don't want your drippy penis fingers all over the keyboard.
Usually you have to pay people good money for that.
Yeah, it's not what I'm wanting to hear. So y'all good? Y'all drained and
Yeah, I'm okay now. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ooh.
I can't. Was there dog poop in there?
Yeah, I found some dog shit in there too. Yes.
Did you take care of it, or you just leave it for the next guy?
No, I quickly picked it up. But
so you sure you washed your hands?
Yes, I did wash my hands. All yes.
Right, just checking.
It was very quick. It was very quick.
Never know on you. You might be one of those people that doesn't wash their hands.
No, well, my son has reminded me several times to do that, so.
Well, you should, because you're unsanitary.
Yeah, I know.
That's gross.
Yeah, I know.
Touch that giant nose of yours after with your cock hands.
All right. Let's do. I'm touching the screen right now with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Hey, Miles.
Yes.
We've been asked to do a little something for a good friend of yours.
I don't have any more friends.
So come on.
Maybe an acquaintance of mine, but I don't. All my friends are dead. Go ahead.
All my rowdy friends are dead. What?
Yeah. Who wants what? What?
Well, Byron Duddle from the Gunt Cast has Lucas'd the Space Trek series that he's created.
Mm-hmm.
And he's re-releasing it here to build up to the grand finale of Space Trek 6. And he's asked us to introduce the next segment, which I believe is the fourth segment in this series.
Yeah.
And I wanted us to talk a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And because I'm lazy, I'm combining that with our show.
Oh, okay.
And I figure I'd draw you into it as well.
All right.
To talk about our experience when we've worked on the Space Trek saga.
Okay.
So, it's been a lot of fun. As you know, you are my connection to Byron and Smidge.
Yes.
Because you've known them for many years prior.
Yes.
And have commented several times on Smidge's issues with the law, shall we say.
Yeah, how he let his good friends take the rap. Yeah.
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 So, were you one of those friends?
No, I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, good. All right. Just checking.
I was an accessory, but I really had nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. So, but anyway, the Space Trek thing, I got pulled into this via your connections there. And it's been a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
Got to do some voices and, you know.
We've done voices and I don't know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But,
well, that's the way it goes. And then he edits it all together, which, you know, God bless him. I wouldn't want to do all that work. Lord knows you wouldn't want to do all that work.
You know, maybe if I knew how to do it, I'd do it.
Oh, well, you know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. So, but it's been a lot of fun. A couple of stories you wanted to do a little behind the scenes. One, and you may not even be privy to this. I don't know if I've even mentioned this to you.
I'm guessing this is going to be some really cool thing that I have no knowledge about.
Well, I don't know if it's cool, but one time, you know, the problem with doing all these things is time, obviously.
Right.
And because, I mean, he's been doing these for a couple of years now, apparently. So.
Right, right.
And so I try to do these things. It's hard sometimes at home to do these things. And so this one time he asked me, could I record something? I said, yes, I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be at a hotel. So I will call you on Skype, you know, when I'm all settled in, and we'll record that night after I get done with my work, right?
Right.
And so I'm at the, I think it was a Holiday Inn in Fulton, Missouri. And I had just got back from dinner. And I called Byron up and I said, yeah, I'm ready to record. What do you want me to do? He sends me a script, you know, and I've got my stuff all set up. And I'm doing these voices for him, and he had me do a bunch of different things, you know, some of my bad impersonations, as well as the voices that I did for the space track. Go listen to it at gunkcast.tumblr.com or trashcanrock.com.
Right.
Or even unsug, O-N-S-U-G.com. They're all in all these places. And so I was doing, let's see, who was I doing that night? I don't know if I can do it tonight now. This is the terrible part. Son of a bitch!
Everyone stick with this 10-minute story because it's going to get 100% funnier.
It's going to be 100% funnier. when I've got this watch.
I can't help with this car wreck. I cannot help with this car wreck.
Up your ass. So I was doing a walking thing, and my phone rings in the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not expecting a phone call.
Yeah.
Middle of this recording, I'm doing walking. You know, space trick, you know. And the hotel's like, Mr. Lament? Yes. How is your stay going so far?
Oh.
Like, fine.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can help you with tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, not that I know of. Are you sure everything's okay? Your room is fine? Yes. And so then I hang up and I'm like, the weirdest thing just happened. The hotel calls me. Check it on me. I've never had this happen in my life.
Are you enjoying the in-room movie?
Of course, yeah. Of course, I've been yelling at the top of my lungs, you know. These different voices, you know. I'm going to get you, you know. Captain Timothy Jerk, I'm going to get you! I'm going to get you! And
imagine these guys are walking past your room and they're like, what the hell?
So, yeah, apparently I piqued the interest of the hotel staff and possibly my neighbors by doing a variant of Charles Nelson Reilly. And I got everybody upset or something. They had to call and check on me. So.
You okay? Should we call anybody, you think?
Or? I'm thinking maybe they are not used to that kind of stuff, you know?
We got, you missing some meds maybe or something?
This could be, yes. This could be. Because I think I did, I did that. I did my Charles Nelson Reilly. I also did, of course I had to do Don Knotts.
Just a hotel desk. Yeah, I think Don Knotts is over there screwing somebody.
That's right. He's screwing Charles Nelson Reilly. And so that was an interesting tale from the background of Space Trek.
Oh, my God. That's
so
funny.
I hope you enjoy the new episodes. And Byron is throwing in more music that he's created, as well as some outtakes and so forth. So
right.
if you happen to listen to it, it's, you know, kind of funny. And think about me almost getting arrested in a two-mule town in Fulton, Missouri.
That's great. That was funny. I was really worried that that story wasn't going anywhere. I'm like,
you know, I did it at home and my children were worried about me. And you know, when I went out in the hotel, it was, my kids are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just doing a role here, you know.
But there's no one here.
Yeah, I'm online doing a voice.
I'm playing pretend.
That's right. Hey, have a hot dog. So, anyway, I can't do walking tonight for some reason. I don't know what the deal is. Anyhow, but that's my funny Space Trek story, and so hopefully Byron will be able to do something with it. Enjoy the show, folks. Enjoy it. It's very funny.
That's funny.
Miles pops in here and there. If you listen to the first one, he did a very good impersonation of Harry Mudd as Larry Dud.
Yeah.
Which is very funny. And you did Scotty from time to time, but not every time, so.
Yeah, I was replaced by some jackass, you know.
Yeah, your friend.
Yeah, well, I mean, my jackass friend.
Yeah, your jackass friend. But it's your availability, your Miles, his availability was not always as easy as it could have been.
Okay, you come back with a better walking than that.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Man, you've lost your walking tonight, man.
Well, I'm in a weird car. I'm by a cemetery.
Yeah.
I'm much better with the Charles Nelson Reilly, just so you know.
Yeah.
Although I watched the documentary called The Death of Superman Lives. Have you heard of this?
No.
Back in 1989, there was going to be a movie called Superman Lives. Did you know this?
No.
Have you heard about this? George!
No.
George, there was going to be a Superman movie. And it was going to star Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
As Superman.
Okay, I've heard, well, there was rumors that he wanted to do something.
No, he was going to do it. They have pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Of him in the suit.
All right, what happened?
Well, Tim Burton was going to direct.
Okay.
It just all fell apart. It got cost too much money, and then everything kind of fell apart. But they do a documentary on why it fell apart and everything. It's something interesting if you want to see something, you know, about that. But I was like, this is, you talk about missed opportunity. 89, and guess who else is going to be in it, possibly?
Who?
Christopher Walken.
Ah, man, come on.
As Brainiac.
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
I know, I'm saying the best movie that never got made.
I'm Walken, Christopher Walken.
Can you imagine these two guys acting against each other as super villain, superhero?
Now they just need Gary Busey in there, man. It'd be like,
Gary Busey might have been in there. You never know.
Oh, man.
Back in 89, he still had some mental faculties.
All the actors that my wife hates.
It would have been a dream movie. I can tell you that right now.
Her hate list of Busey, Willem Dafoe.
Oh, he would have been good too. I love all those guys. They're fantastic.
Who's the third one? Man, I can't. Well, okay, she doesn't like Walk. Okay, so Walk and Busey and Willem Dafoe. She hates those three guys.
Really? What about Nicolas Cage?
Oh, shit. I thought she was sleeping. Shit, okay. She likes Walk. Excuse me.
Oh.
Walk is off the list now.
Off the list, really?
The people that she
really despises. I need a word with you, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
wait, and Willem Dafoe
is off the list.
She still hates Willem.
Oh, she still hates
because Willem. Of whether he looks or his acting. Like, just based on his creepy look.
Oh, he's got a good creepy look.
Yeah,
he's Bobby Peru.
Oh, yeah, the best character ever.
Bobby Peru.
Oh, that's why, because I do that voice at night. Like, no, Miles, don't do.
Let's hear it.
I'm Baba Peru. Baba Peru. Yeah, I don't know.
I watched I wish I could remember the name of it. there was like a little mini show. It was on Comedy Central, and it was this one dude, I can't remember his name now. He would take these stars fishing.
Yeah.
He went ice fishing with Willem Dafoe.
Really?
Yes. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever watched.
That would be, yeah, that would be weird.
I think the guy died or something. He was, anyway, not Willem Dafoe, but the other guy. But I wish I could find that. He went with several people, but I'd say that was probably the best episode that I watched. It was like some 6-episode thing on Comedy Central.
I have like these 5 or 6 voices I do, and my wife hates them all. She goes, just, ugh.
Well, probably because you like to use them during lovemaking.
She doesn't like the Bobby Peru voice.
It's kind of creepy when you're doing your Patrick Swayze.
No one puts baby in a corner.
No one puts baby in a corner.
He doesn't like it when I do my Peter Pan voice. My what's his name? Who is the hook guy at Hook? Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman.
Peter Pan, yes.
See, I have more of the, who was the guy who did it in the cartoon? Peter Pan! Anyway.
That was Charles Nelson Reilly.
No, it wasn't Charles. Peter Pan! Yeah.
What else? No,
he was more, sounded more pedophile, huh?
Oh, my hand. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Sean Connery?
Yeah, she's okay with Sean. That's kind of a turn on, I think.
She likes really? Sean Connery.
Oh, now she's saying no. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. She doesn't like it when I do my Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
Ah, Clarice.
Hey, fly.
Yeah.
Fly, tick-tock.
What else?
I don't know. Yeah, she just doesn't. Yeah, if I even say I'm Gary Busey, I will get like an elbow. She hates that. Yeah.
My birthday's January 8th, just like Elvis. Hans Conried was Captain Hook, I believe, in the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
He's an old voice actor.
All right.
Pizza Pan!
Pizza Pan. Yeah, Spitter Pan.
So, yeah. What about when you do your Johnny Depp? Because I know you love Johnny Depp.
I do love Johnny Depp.
Yeah. You got your Johnny Forever tattoo.
My Johnny Forever tattoo. My JohnnyForever.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else creeps out? What other voices do you do to creep out your wife?
I don't know, that's pretty much, okay, Hook, yeah, she doesn't like me as Hook, okay.
She doesn't like you to like, be yourself.
Gary Busey, she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Lecter, no. Bobby Peru.
Clarice.
Yeah.
It takes Bobby off Peru. Its undergarments and puts them on the floor.
Fly.
She doesn't like whenever you do the, who was the guy, Buffalo Bill.
Oh, yeah, we always do that voice around the house, yeah.
It puts lotion in the basket.
We go around singing that song, Goodbye Horses. That was the song he was dancing to.
Yeah, so. Goodbye Horses.
Which I don't know how my kids know that, but they seem to know that.
You probably watched the movie with them when they were like 5.
Oh, I'm sure I did. Yeah, I'm sure I would. I said, hey, kids, you're 5. Let's watch
Your children told me all about Jurassic Park when they were little tiny kids.
Yeah.
They sang Star Wars to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Even your youngest son.
Yes, they watched all.
It was very small at the time.
I like a few years ago, my wife was like, this Cheech and Chong movie was coming on, and my wife's like, don't let those kids watch Cheech and Chong. Why? I'm like, too late. They've already seen.
Oh wait, they could play Grand Theft Auto and Halo. Hey, and
that actually, that's funny you should say that, because I was just at Thanksgiving at my sister's house.
Oh yeah, the consummate clean language at your sister's house.
And my great nephew was there. I'm hoping this kid's at least junior high. I'm hoping. I don't know.
Yeah. He's like 7th grade.
Six? Oh, he's only 6th grade. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna put my boot up your asshole.
Oh my god, like we're all like all the old people are in the well most of the old people were in the kitchen playing cards and this kid's like in the living room, you know, hogging the TV with his Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, fucker. Right? Yeah.
You know, the kid does say all that stuff, yeah, fucking shit. But,
yeah.
But now the funny part is the one thing that was crossing the line, he says Jesus Christ, right?
He says and Jesus Christ, okay.
My mom flipped out on him. Holy
what?
God. Yeah, everyone else, hey, fuck you. This kid says Jesus Christ once, and man, she flipped out.
Now, he didn't say, Jesus Christ, Grandma, where'd you get that eyeliner?
No, and then like he's saying something like, oh, do you guys want me to show you the hookers, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm hearing this commentary of these older guys, like, egging him on. They're like, yeah, let's see it.
You got yeah. the hot coffee mod because we'd like to see some banging.
They, yeah, like, you want to see the twerking and all the...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yep. All right.
Well, his dad was there when we were watching Trainwreck, so that was okay. So.
Fucker and then killer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was letting my mom watch this dirty movie called Trainwreck.
Yeah, I thought you said that didn't turn out to be. I haven't watched it yet.
No, it's got a lot of dirty jokes in it. I thought it was funny. It's got a lot of dirty jokes in it, and they're like, "Is this okay for your mom to watch, Miles?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's nothing she hasn't seen. That's
as long as they don't say Jesus Christ, she's okay."
Yeah, they're gonna have anything else in there.
All of a sudden, it's like her trigger word.
That yeah, it is. It is.
Blasphemer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were just watching this chick have anal like 2 seconds ago.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, that's a natural thing.
Now, if she says, oh, my God, that's okay. But that's, if she says,
yeah, when she says, Jesus Christ, look at that huge dick.
No, it's Bob Lamette.
Yeah, that's right. Draw the line.
Yeah.
She should just say, look at that huge dick. That's all. Doesn't need to bring Jesus into this.
The kid says everything else you can think of. Everything else you can think of. But the kid says that, and that was like way too much. Like, whoa.
I've had enough of your dirty mouth.
There's room for your fucking mouth in there. Oh, my God.
You're a goddamn fucking blasphemer.
Oh man, yeah, she went off about a minute. I'm like, oh my god.
The kid turns around to your uncles or whatever, and he goes, "Good thing I didn't start with my Mary Magdalene shit."
Yeah, all my brother-in-laws were in there drinking coffee and like, oh yeah,
nice.
They're bored to death. Like, oh my god, can we leave?
Let's get this kid in trouble.
Yeah, I knew sooner or later the kid was going to say, I knew it. Just the kid's going right down the road. Shit, fuck, shit, you know. I know, sooner or later. Oh, there it is. Yep.
Yeah.
But I knew that was. I knew it was going to happen. See, I knew, but I didn't want to ruin it. I'm like, nope. Lay back in the bushes here and just wait for it to happen.
Yeah,
yep,
well,
there
yeah.
it is. Yep.
When Mama Title hears the blasphemers, watch out.
So, if you ever meet my mom again, I would not, you know, go, hey, Jesus Christ, what's that eyeliner?
Yeah, well, that's probably the first thing I'd say.
Yeah.
And that would get me, like, double smacked or something. She'd probably say, I should kick your goddamn dick in.
That'd be okay.
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
That's acceptable.
Well, that's nice. I'm glad that your mom is such a chaste and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, woman of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your dad's looking at, you know, got any more nudie magazines over here? I got an itch I can't scratch.
Nah, he was sleeping the whole time.
Oh, he slept the whole time? Okay.
Yeah, he'd been sleeping for a while. We're all like, should we go check on him? Like, he's like been in that room for like 5 hours.
Oh no, he didn't. He had a VHS machine with my Girls Gone Wild tapes.
I know. It's like, well, as soon as this card game's over, we're gonna check on him. So
yeah, Girls Gone Wild. Oops, I dropped the phone. The girls are so wild, I dropped the phone. Where'd it go? You almost went underneath the chair.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I didn't want to excite you. my story was that exciting.
Well, you talk about your father, and it really gets me going.
My only regret was I was telling these funny college stories, you know, and I don't know why I brought up that story of you getting us in trouble with Dr. Williams, you know, with the tape recorder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crickets. No one, everyone looked at me like, and then what happened? And I'm like, no, that's all that happened.
Oh, they didn't think that was funny?
No, not the least bit. Like, they were waiting for the punchline. And I'm like, no, see, I turned on this tape recorder and I put it in front of us, right? And my friend started laughing so much that the teacher looked at us and stopped the whole lecture.
Yeah.
And that's, like, basically the whole story.
That's the whole story.
And there was like, yeah, and then what? I'm like, oh, I don't know. He just went on with this thing. And
well, I know, but he never stopped.
I think it's a funny story.
That, and it was stupid. I'm like, what the hell are you taping?
I know.
Because all these people, like, had these recorders going. I'm like, you're never going to fucking listen to this.
I did.
And then I said, Jesus Christ.
That's what he looked at.
And that's when he stopped the lecture.
Right. Well,
he gives me the evil eye, right?
You want to say it again, huh?
All right, you wanker. You blasphemous wanker.
Stand still, laddie.
Dane, get me a switchblade. I'm cutting off his cock.
Right away, Captain.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, I'm regretting I told that story.
I thought it was, well, you had to be there a little bit.
But, it was one of those stories you had to be there. It was
probably one of the, in my whole college experience.
Yeah.
The one time where I thought, you know, I was going to get killed.
Yeah.
For interrupting the class. Because it was so cold and so icy when he stopped and looked at us.
That look. You just had to see that look. Like.
Yeah. He wanted to jump up there and just punch the shit out of us.
Like, it was like some mobster staring you down. Yeah. Like, fuck, dead, you're dead.
If you can imagine the scene in The Untouchables.
Yeah.
Where Robert De Niro playing Al Capone has the baseball bat.
I want Bob Lament dead. I want his family dead.
Yeah, that was what happened. That was what was going to happen.
Anyway, yeah, that was my friend Dan. I don't know if he listens, but that was my black car story. That was
Your black car story?
Yeah, he told me
his
story once about this black car that he had. He drove through a mud puddle, and I go, and then what happened?
That's it.
He goes, oh, well, that's it.
Yeah.
So that's what we refer to as our black car story, you know. Gotcha. So that was my black car story for the weekend.
I guess.
Totally, I had everyone on a roll until I got to that story, and then it was like.
Yeah. And like, so what? You turn on a tape recorder, Miles. People do that in college.
I don't know. I mean, I totally fell flat.
Why was your friend being such a dick?
No, it wasn't even. Everyone was like, oh. Hey, is the turkey ready?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, where's that little kid saying Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
He's
where's
funny.
Where's the punchline?
That little motherfucker's a funny one. Yeah, nice. Well, you know.
Yeah.
You can't win them all, Miles.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.